A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. What would you say is the toughest, hardest job in the world? There was a TV show called Dirty Jobs. Did you ever see it? That highlighted the hardest occupations you could possibly do. In one episode, Mike Rowe, the star of the show, actually works as a shark suit tester. Which required him to jump into the water during a shark feeding frenzy to see if the suit actually worked to protect him from the sharks. I mean, how much do you pay a guy to do a job like that? And what must his health insurance cost be like? Now that's a pretty tough and dirty job, but there's one that's a lot harder. Have you seen or heard of the movie called Into Great Silence? It's a documentary on the life of Carthusian monks in the French Alps. The producer, a fellow by the name of Philip Gruning, asked the monks if he could film them and their life in 1984. Well, 3 years later, they wrote a letter back to him saying, "We'll need some time to think and pray about this." And then 13 years later, they wrote back saying, "We're done praying now and you're welcome to produce the film." Philip Gruning is a patient man. Most people can't watch the movie for more than 15 minutes because all it is silence. There is no dialogue, no car chases, no steamy sex, and no nuclear explosions. The job of praying in silence is so hard, not even Mike Rowe could handle it. In the gospel today, we see two tough jobs contrasted in the lives of Martha and Mary. Martha is like Mike Rowe, who's doing the dirty job of cleaning the dirty dishes. Her focus is physical, manual labor. It's hard work. And so she asked Jesus to tell her sister to help her. Why? Well, because Mary's not doing anything but just sitting there at the feet of Jesus like a Carthusian monk. She needs to get up and do some real work. But Jesus replies, "Mary has chosen the better part," meaning Mary is employed in an even harder job, one that you, Martha, might not last 15 minutes doing. You see, the hardest jobs do not require physical or intellectual or emotional exertion, but a spiritual one, and there are very few who can handle it. Folks, we all do tough jobs. Whether we work in construction, save lives in a hospital, provide energy to run the world, or change diapers as a stay-at-home mom. Priests, on the other hand, have the easiest jobs in the world because we only work one day a week. Kind of makes you wonder why more men don't become priests, doesn't it? Hint, it's not so easy. But there is an even harder job that we must all do, and that is to pray. Like Mary and the Carthusians, we must enter into the great silence and try to pray seriously. But what happens? More often than not, we can't handle it for more than 15 minutes and we chicken out. I am convinced that people don't avoid prayer because it's too easy. We avoid it because it's too hard. Today, try to spend 5, 10, 15 minutes in silent contemplation at the feet of Jesus. You may find yourself wishing you were testing a shark suit instead. Praised be Jesus Christ.